Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus will work it out if we will let him. Oh, I thank God for that song, and I do enjoy it every morning. We're going to our next song of the day, and when we come back, we'll have our morning prayer. Hallelujah. And I'm going to dedicate this one this morning to Brother Louie.
At midnight, and you toss and turn all night, worrying about tomorrow, and you know it just ain't right. With bills piled to the ceiling, and there's just no money there. You know worrying's not the answer, no, no. Lift your voice in prayer, call on me. And know that I'm right here. Call on me, I'm on your side. When your marriage is in shambles and all you do is fuss and fight, well, even looks like the answer, but you know it just ain't right. So you call as a preacher and the marriage counselor too, and they don't have an answer, no, no. Here's what you can do, call on me and know that I.
Jimmy Bracha, and the name of that song was Call On Me, and I call him Jimmy B, and I like a lot of Jimmy B music. He played Christian blues, and I just like his style myself, and I like a little country western, and so I thought it not robbing this morning to play that for Brother Louie. He sent me the entire CD. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And at this time, let us go before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto Almighty God. For we know today he's able, and I believe in my heart God is willing to bless us as his people this morning, as his children. He's a good father, and he's always there for us. He will spend quality time with us if we want to spend quality time with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank him this morning. We praise him, and we bless him. Hallelujah. For there is none like him. Glory. Hallelujah to you, his majesty. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept. Father, we thank you this morning for waking us up, closing our right mind. Father, with a mind to remember you today. We thank you for the use and activities of all our limbs. We thank you for being on our side in spite of us today. We're grateful unto you, Almighty God. And Father, we appreciate you this morning. And we come today, Father, thanking you for all you've done, all you're doing right now, and all you're going to do for us. And Father, we ask this morning that you would forgive us for all our sins and all our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, feelings. And God, we ask this morning that though our sins be scarlet, that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this day from all unrighteousness and give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us this day. Help us to remember you and to lift you up in this day. And Father, whatever we are going through and whatever is not pleasing unto you, we ask today, God, that you would strengthen us in that area and that, God, you would help us to walk upright before you and do what's pleasing and acceptable only unto you, Almighty God. We ask this today in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. We thank you this morning for forgiving us. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. We thank you today, O God, for being on our side in spite of ourselves. For, Lord, our righteousness is even as filthy rags before you. But we ask this morning that you will continue to have mercy upon us, continue to show us grace, and, Father, continue to love us as your people, our people, God, that's striving for you. Help us today in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I bring Claire Marie before you this morning. And, Father, I ask that you would go for this baby and that, Lord, you would heal as only you can do. And, Lord, whatever procedures that the doctors have to do, we ask that you would lead and guide their hands, lead and guide their minds for this baby today in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her parents and bless God as she go through. And, Lord, we believe in you to bring her out made whole in the name of Jesus. Your word says, suffer little children to come unto me. And forbid them not, for such is your kingdom. And, Father, we know you know all about Claire. You made her, God, and you know what to do for her. And, Father, we trust you this morning, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now for what you're doing for Claire. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. And, Father, I bring every caller, every listener before you this morning. And, Father, I ask that you would meet the needs. Father, I ask that you would lift them up this day, encourage their hearts this day. And, Father, whatever's troubling them, I ask that you would allow them to know that you're right there, you'll never leave them nor forsake them, and that you have it all in control. Father, I ask that you would move for their families and their households this morning like never before. Do it for your glory today. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Father, remember those that are sick here, there and everywhere today. Ask that you would heal as only you can do. We know you to be the God that healeth thee. Father, we ask that you would draw this morning as we lift you up. Everyone that's incarcerated, ask that you would go by this morning and that they would make you the Lord of their lives. Father, we ask this morning that you would set them free in their minds and heart today. Forgive them, O God. And, Lord, I ask that they would ask you to forgive them for all they've done wrong. For we know whom the Son set free today is free indeed. Father, bless every Block Talk host that's leading others to you in the name of Jesus. Father, bless their families. Bless them going in and coming out. Bless their households today as only you can do in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would have your way. Have your way on Jesus in the Morning Radio. Have your way, God. Not our will, but thy will be done today. And, Father, we thank you for sending Bishop Mackey home from the hospital. And we ask that you would bless him today. Heal, God, as only you can do. in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you this morning. And I just want to say today, Bishop, Mac is home from the hospital. He emailed me yesterday and said that there was a spider bite or some type of insect bite on his leg, and it got infected. And he said that Pastor Heather had to fuss with them to put him in the hospital. And I said the doctor told him if she had not made a fuss, he could have died. Yeah. So we thank God that he put it on Pastor Heather, the clown, so that they could put him in the hospital and see after his leg. Yeah, we thank God for Bishop Mackey this morning. And Bishop Francis is back with us. He's over the flu. And we thank God for him and all those that come through. We bless the name of Jesus for them. And thank God for Brother Dre coming in this morning. God bless you, Brother Dre, and Brother Louie. God bless you this morning. And Sister Andrea Ellis is with us, and Dr. Greenreed, and those that are over on Skype and coming in through Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, and many other places. We thank God for you this morning. We thank you. It's a great thing that you're with us, for we know that only God could send you through. And so we just bless his name today. We're going to one more song of the day, and when we come back, we'll do our scripture reading. And we just thank God this morning. Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. Although they said net a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper today. There's just not one, nowhere. I can't help where it come from. It can form, but it's not going to do anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God for Jesus this morning. And our guest this morning is none other than Apostle Timberlake. And this morning he's coming in through Skype. And I'm bringing him in right now. So we thank God for Apostle Timberlake coming in this morning. Hallelujah. Bear with me here, Pastor. I'm going to let him do our morning scripture. He will read the scripture of today. And then we'll move on a little bit farther from there. And today our announcements is briefly this over on the Freedom Doors Ministries, www.freedomdoorsministries.com website. There we have a birthday area on the announcement page. And if it's your birthday or someone you know birthday, we ask that you would send us the birthday date for December over on the contact page, and we'll be glad to list it there. Also, check out that announcement page for Pastor Linda Carter's CD. I still wasn't able to download it, but I will be working on it until I get it done. And I spoke with Apostle Robert Anderson yesterday, and he was so excited and happy to hear from me. And we had a wonderful time over there. So I just thought everyone would like to know, those who know Apostle Anderson, that I got a chance to visit with him yesterday. It has been quite a while, and the Lord blessed me yesterday to do it. Also, I'm asking all of the saints to pray for Claire Marie, and that God will heal this baby and bring her out. And we know he said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is his kingdom. So we ask you to do that this morning, and it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. I believe it's going to be all right for Claire. So that's one great prayer request this morning, is that you lift her up in prayer. And we thank God for Jesus. And again, we're going to let Apostle Timberlake come in with our morning scripture reading. And we will go from there. So we're going to one more song. And when we come back, we're coming back with none other than Apostle Arthur Timberlake of Powerhouse Ministries, and down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God for Jesus. Let's go to this one more song. And when we come back, we're coming back with the apostles. Hallelujah. This is for you this morning, Dr. Green Reed.
Lord, this is a song to give you thanks. Help me express myself, Lisa.
For every time that you protected me when I didn't know. When it seemed like I was losing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Even when I did not know, I didn't know it was you that was blessing me and keeping me. And Lord, when I find out every day now, I just want to tell you thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to bring to you none other than Apostle Arthur Timberlake of Clarksdale, Mississippi. And Apostle Timberlake, we're going to turn the floor over to you. And we just ask that God just have his way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did we lose him? Yep. I think he went off. Wait a minute, he's there. Let's see what happened, y'all. Okay, wait. Oh, can I call him back? All right, give me 1 second. Let me try to pull him in from Skype. Okay, there he is right there. All right, let's try this again. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let me try and figure it out. Every time we try to bring him in through Skype, some foolishness takes place. But we going on anyway, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to one song. Hello, can anyone hear me? All right, Apostle, let's see what we got to do here to get you back.
My God from Zion.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Every time that enemy want to cut a fool. Wait a minute, just bear with me here.
Amen, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I can hear you.
All right.
Let's see here. I may have to call back in. Okay, all right. God bless you, Brother Louis. They can hear us, Apostle. So at
Amen.
This time, we're going to turn the floor over to Apostle Timberlake.
God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Ooh, Evangelist Mack, boy, I tell you what, that just messed my head up when they made you got ready to bring me in, and all of a sudden, good God from Zion, it just cut off.
Yep.
And I couldn't call you back, and then I came over to get in on the website, and I couldn't get in over there either.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, my God. I said, now, I don't know what God's got in store for us up today.
All
but,
right.
But apparently, amen, the adversary, he got some kind of clue.
Okay, now. Okay. Because, look, my whole internet shut down. The whole internet. And I had to wait and click troubleshoot, it troubleshooted it, found the problem, and connected me back. That's how I was able to bring you back in.
Damn,
I said, Lord, maybe everybody gone. I didn't know if they could hear on the phone or what. So I asked Brother Lewis, well, I asked in the chat room, and Brother Lewis said, yes, I can hear you. Hallelujah.
Bless God. Bless God.
All right.
Well, amen. Glory to God. I'm so thankful to the Lord, amen, for being here on this morning. And I do apologize, amen, for coming in so late. Glory to God. And, amen, we just hope and pray that the adversary have no more ability to interfere with this broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. I knew something was wrong when I looked at those bars and they were bright red, and all of a sudden, boom, we were just cut off. Amen. We're coming, amen, out of the book of Philippians chapter number 4 on this morning. I do believe that the Lord has led me to go into that area, and I believe that the Lord has given me a word to share with everybody. Amen. I want to say, first off, good morning to each and every last one of you under the sound of my voice. I want to thank God, amen, for this opportunity to come and to share this word with everybody. Amen. I'm Apostle Arthur Timberlake, Jr., amen, pastor and founder of Powerhouse Ministries International. Glory to God. We are currently in Clarksdale, Mississippi, but we are in the process of moving to Vicksburg, amen, into the Vicksburg area. Glory to God. We are on our way there. We're moving the entire ministry, amen, into the Vicksburg area. There is a great, very great need there and a great cry, amen, for the ministry there. And I just want to be, amen, where the Lord can use me, amen, the most, amen, effectively. Amen. And what people, amen, need to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. We have been here in this area for, it's been well over 5 years. Amen. We have been in this area, and glory to God, we have come to the end of it. And I believe with all of my heart that the Lord is calling us into that area. So that's where we're headed. Amen. Evangelist Mack had told me to give everyone information on how to contact me for those who wanted to contact me. And I want to give that information out now before I get ready to go into this word, because I know once I get started, amen, the Holy Ghost get the moving, I'll be to forget all about it. Amen. So I'd like to get that out of the way at the onset here. My mailing address, well, actually, let me start out with my phone number. My phone number where you can reach me is area code 662-288-8105. That's 662-288-8105. My mailing address, if you'd like to write me, amen, is P.O. Box 777, Clarksdale, Clarksdale, Mississippi, 38614 is the zip code. Again, that's P.O. Box 777, Clarksdale, Mississippi. Area code is, not area code, but the zip code is 38614. If you guys would like to come to our website, we have quite a few of them, but the main ones that I try to give out are our network, our internet television network. We have the Hour of Power Bible Study, which is, and God have mercy, we would have to, you know, if you go to my website, blogtalkradio.com/word A and flame, F-L-A-M-E, word A flame, one word, you'll see on the website the web address to our internet television network, where we broadcast Tuesdays and Fridays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we go on live, and we have Bible studies, and amen, on last week, I do believe we have been teaching, amen, for the last several weeks about demons. And this week we're dealing with spiritual warfare. We're teaching on spiritual warfare. And on last week, Friday, I do believe God stepped in and we had us an awesome time in the Lord. Amen. That Bible study turned into a praise service, praise and worship. Lord have mercy. We had a good time in the Lord. I know I did. And, amen, the enemy interfered. And part of that particular broadcast was cut off. I only have the first part of that broadcast. And the part where we began to worship and praise God, amen, that part is lost. Amen. I don't know what happened to it. All of a sudden, my system dropped. And the only thing that I can conclude is that the enemy is angry, real jealous. I say this all the time. The enemy is jealous. Anytime you start praising and worshiping God and giving God praise and glory, he can't stand that. Glory to God. He can't stand that. He hates that. We're not giving him any attention. We're not giving him any praise. We're not sitting up talking about what the enemy's doing and how he's bringing us down and blah, blah, blah. No, glory to God. We are going to glorify the Lord, amen, in everything that we do and in everything that we say. We do have a website. It is www.powerhouseministries.inc, the letters INC for Incorporated, .org. Again, that's Powerhouse Ministries, INC for Incorporated, .org. Amen. Glory to God. Those are some of the places that you can catch us. We have several other sites, amen, that amen, we can give to you. If you want to email me, you can email me at there's two of them, but I would prefer that you would email me at Powerhouse Ministries, INTL for International, at gmail.com. It's Powerhouse Ministries, INTL, at gmail.com. I also have a personal website, which is my name, Arthur Timberlake, J.R. for Junior, at msn.com. Again, that's Arthur Timberlake, J.R., at msn.com. Amen. Those are the ways that you can contact me. I have my phone with me at all times, so amen, you are able to contact me that way as well. All right. Praise God. I want to take you on into the word of the Lord in Philippians chapter number 4, and we're starting at verse number 11. Amen. Verse number 11. And as I was reading this, last night, some things jumped out at me, and amen, glory to God, and I just want to share this with you on this morning. And verse number 11 says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Amen. We want to start out in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Father, We thank you right now for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for all of your bountiful blessing. We glorify you, Lord God, for this day because you've made it, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for every situation and every circumstance that's taking place in our lives right now. God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, you told us to give thanks in all things, but this is well-pleasing in your sight. We thank you, Lord God, for the bad as well as the good.
Yes.
Glory to God, for the bitter as well as the sweet.
Yes.
We honor you, Lord God, hallelujah, for everything that you've done in our lives, everything that you're doing, and everything that you're yet going to do. Oh, glory to God. Upon this altar, Lord God, I offer my sacrifice of obedience. And I pray you, Lord God, take control of my tongue. Glory to God, take control of my mind. And Lord God, lead me and guide me in the way you would have me to go.
Yes.
Help me, Lord God, to bring this message on this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Let it be sufficient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let it fill the needs, O God of your people. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor for this right now.
Yes, Lord.
The most precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. One other thing, Evangelist Mac, if I can just interject. Amen. I am set for the 9th through the 11th of March next year to do a conference in Kampala, Uganda. I'm going next year, if the Lord say the same. We see that year coming, amen. We're going to be in Kampala, Uganda, amen, doing a conference there. And we started out last night, and there's several people that are going to try to help me, amen, to get there. We did a search a few nights ago and found out that it's going to cost me a little over $2,200 for a round trip ticket and for hotel fare in that place. Amen. And at first I was scared. I'm not going to tell no lie. This is brand spanking new to me. Amen. I've been getting invites. I got two to India. I got one to Ghana. One to Kenya, my God, some other places. Got email from folk in Pakistan, amen, that they want to hear the word, amen. There is a hunger out there all around the world for the word of God. There is a hunger, a serious need, amen, for true leadership. They need, amen, they need folks that are real.
Yeah.
And they're hearing the word of the Lord, and they're giving me these invites, and Lord, I'm praying. You know, I know I may not be able to get to every last one of them like I want to, but I want to. Amen. That's the point. I want to. I want to go, and I want to share the word of the Lord. Amen. Wherever, amen, God opens the door. And I know that there are people that will say, well, you know, if the Lord is calling you to it, he's going to bless you, and amen. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that God uses people to help his people. Amen. Glory to God. Sure, he could reach down from heaven, amen, and slap that money right into my lap. Glory to God. But that's not the way God works. Amen. God uses, amen, the vehicle of his people. So I'm asking that if anybody, amen, wants to give toward that endeavor, amen, please do so. Our website, amen, over there at Powerhouse Ministries, INC for Incorporated.org, there is a donate button at the bottom of the homepage, amen, where you can, amen, give to that endeavor. And I promise you before God, amen, everything that is given, amen, to this ministry, it is used for what we ask for. Amen. One thing that I know is that if you ask God, amen, for something, you ask God for finances, amen, glory to God, and you don't fulfill your end of the bargain when he blesses you, I'm telling you, you bring a curse upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a long time before God entrusts you with money. Amen. Again, glory to God. And I how do I know? Amen. I'm talking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The law calls it misappropriating funds. Amen. And God is no different. If you tell God you're going to use something for a particular thing, amen, glory to God, when he blesses you with it, amen, you better use it the way you said you were going to use it. Amen. Glory to God. That's one thing I know, Evangelist Mac. You got to do what you said you were going to do.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. All right. We're starting again at verse number 11. Y'all, please excuse me. I don't know what's going on with my head. I'm just running all over the place. And the Bible says again, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.
Mm-hmm.
I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed. That word right there just really stuck. It just hit me dead in the face. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry,
mm-hmm.
both to abound and to suffer need. I am instructed. Paul says I know both how to be abased, I know how to be down, and I know how to be up. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed. I'm taught both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Now, a lot of people use verse number 13, amen, in the case of or specifically for obtaining a goal. But amen, glory to God, Paul is not using it in that way. Although we can take it that way, that's not the context in which he's using, amen, this particular passage. Paul is saying that I can do all things. In other words, I can go through whatever I've got to go through, glory to God, because Christ strengthens me. Amen. He takes me on through. Now, in our present day, amen, you got people that will tell you you ain't got no business going through nothing. Amen. You got some folks that will tell you that your faith, amen, glory to God, in God should be so strong, amen, glory to God, to where you don't go through nothing. Everything is just hunky-dory. Everything is just wonderful. Amen. You can speak a word in faith, and everything magically will be all right. And I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that is not so. You have an example, amen. We have an example in the word of the Lord as to how we're to carry ourselves, how to conduct ourselves, amen, how to deal with different situations, deal with certain circumstances. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, came in the likeness of sinful flesh. Amen. Glory to God. He went through the same things that we go through. Amen. Suffered all of the things that man here on the face of this planet, amen, goes through. And yet he, amen, left us an example. He walked the face of this planet perfectly, amen, in the sight of his Father. Glory to God. He did not sin. He did not yield himself to sin. He stood his ground. Glory to God. Amen. He was bold. Amen. He gave love where love was due. Amen. Had compassion where compassion was due. Amen. Spoke judgment. Amen. Glory to God. Did everything that his Father wanted him to do. Amen. He is our example. If you remember, amen, glory to God, there were times, amen, where people wanted to follow him. As a matter of fact, it's written about this one young man who wanted to follow him. Jesus told him, he said, the birds have their nests, the foxes have their holes, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. He had no specific home. As a matter of fact, as I do believe I shared here with you guys before, his main place, amen, where he retired, where he slept, where he rested, where he fellowshipped, amen, glory to God, was the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen, he was outdoors. He wasn't inside of a home. He wasn't in some posh hotel. Glory to God. He wasn't living, amen, a glamorous life.
Come on, preacher.
Amen, glory to God, glory to God. He was not. Amen. You got folks like Creflo Dollar that will tell you, amen, he has somebody, amen, keeping the money, has somebody holding on to the money. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus had money. And I'm here to tell you that's not so. When it came time to paying taxes, amen, glory to God, it was a word of knowledge, amen, glory to God, that came from Jesus, amen, on how they could pay their taxes. Mm-hmm. Jesus told them to go down to the water. Amen, there's going to be a fish right there. You pick that fish up, you open his mouth, there's going to be a piece of money in there.
All
glory
right.
to God. Hallelujah. That was a word of knowledge, amen,
yeah.
Glory to God. Now, if they had money all the time, if Jesus was rich, why he got to send to the sea, amen, to pick up a fish, glory to God. God. Hallelujah, with a piece of money in its mouth.
Come
I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell
morning.
You. Glory to God. We need to recognize some things. We need to understand some things. Amen. God knows how to meet your needs. Glory to God. Boy, I tell you what. Feel the Spirit of God here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I said, God knows how to meet your needs.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Glory to God. He
Hallelujah.
Most certainly does. If y'all remember, glory to God, Peter and the fishermen, amen, glory to God, they've been out there fishing and toiling, amen, glory to God, all night long. And the Lord stood on the shore, and they didn't recognize him, but amen, he stood on the shore, and he said, cast your nets on the other side of the ship. And amen, glory to God, they threw those nets over, glory to God, and they caught all of these fish, and the Bible says that Peter perceived that it was Jesus. And he jumped up out of the ship, amen, into the water and swam to shore. Glory to God. The Bible says that he was naked. Amen. It just means that, amen, he didn't have his fisher clothes on. Amen. He was in his underwear, so to speak. Glory to God. But he went on, amen, to the shore. And there, now there's no fish in the city. Jerusalem is, they're suffering. There's no food. And there on the shore, there's a table. And there's fish on the table. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, what I perceived from that, hallelujah. Here, Peter and all of them, they're going through all night long. Glory to God. They're toiling all night long. But what I perceived from that is that God, amen, was able to take care of their needs.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
He didn't need to go fishing.
Uh-uh.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever they need, he's got it. Whatever we need, Jesus has it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So here Paul, amen, glory to God, is sitting up here and he's talking to the people. Not that I speak in respect of want, amen, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Whatever I'm going through, I've learned to be content. I want y'all to understand this. Watch this now. Watch this. He said, I've learned. He's been taught. Amen. Glory to God. To be content. Amen. Glory to God. Some of us, amen, we're going through right now. And I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that some of you, amen, glory to God. Boy, I tell you what. God put this thing in my spirit. Amen. That your change is coming. Glory to God that your season, amen, is about to change. Now, I'm not one to be sitting up prophesying about money and all of this other kind of stuff, but when I speak, amen, on certain things like this, amen, you can take it to the bank. God is about to turn some people's situations around. Amen. You've been going through for a long time. You've been dealing with some things for a long time, but I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that your breakthrough is going to come through your peace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
boy,
sir.
I tell you what, your breakthrough is going to come through your peace.
Yes,
in other
sir.
Words, glory to God, when you, amen, learn to rest in the midst of your situation, God will turn that thing around. When you learn, amen, glory to God, that you can trust him completely. I don't know why I can't let this thing go. I'm trying to move on to something else, but
right.
I can't let this thing go. Glory to God. When we learn to trust him completely, hallelujah, that's when, glory to God, things, amen, become so simple
yes.
and so easy.
Yes.
When, amen, in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your battle, you know down deep in your heart that God has got your best interest at heart.
Oh, yeah.
That the Lord has your back. Amen. Glory to God that whatever is taking place in your life, it's not going to overcome you. He's told you, amen, gave you a promise that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. He didn't say that, amen, trials and tribulations wouldn't come. He just said that they would not overtake you. Amen. Glory to God. And somebody would sit back and say, but you don't understand. I've lost my home. I've lost my car. I've lost this and I've lost that. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you that I serve a God. Amen, that when he allows something to go out of your life, amen, he's making room for something brand spanking new.
Yeah.
He's making room for something, amen, even better. Glory to God. You haven't lost anything. Glory to
hallelujah.
God. You haven't lost anything. You need to recognize, hallelujah, that your God has your back. Hey, and that he has your best interest at heart. You don't know, amen, glory to God, that good.
Yes, sir. Preach it. Preach it.
It's for your own good.
Yes, sir.
I've said this before. Rejection is God's protection. Don't fight it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again. Rejection is God's protection.
Yeah,
don't fight it. Glory to God. When God, amen, takes people out of your life, amen, glory to God, there's a reason for that. That season is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on. Glory to God. I said it's time to move on. But we need to recognize, glory to God, our present situation. I don't know about the rest of y'all, amen, but we, amen, glory to God, we're going through a lot of changes over here. A lot of things are happening. And yet I see God turning things around in the midst of the storm. We've been going through some things for a long time, but folk would never know it, glory to God, because we're going to keep on praising his holy name. We're going to keep on lifting him up.
Yes,
we're going to keep on glorifying his wonderful name.
Yes,
why?
Sir.
Because we know, glory to God, that he shall supply. Oh, my God, have mercy, Jesus. Somebody need to hear me today.
Come on.
Somebody need to hear me today. Amen. He shall supply,
yes,
all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, you don't have nothing to worry about. There ain't nothing to worry about. God, amen, knows how to bless his people.
Yes,
he knows how to take care of his people.
Yeah.
In the midst of the storm, Paul is at peace. I said, in the midst of the storm, Paul is at peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's not fighting his circumstance. He's not fighting, amen, his situation. Glory to God. He's at peace. I think we dealt with this before, glory to God, but I feel like I got to deal with it again. Some of us, amen, glory to God, and I feel a resistance to this thing. I feel, amen, in the spirit that the adversary is fighting against this thing. He wants me to shut up, move on to something else, talk about something else, glory to God. No, we need to deal with our very foundation, because the last thing that the enemy wants, the last thing that he wants, amen, is a child of God trusting his God. He wants us, amen, doubting. He wants us fearful. He wants us, amen, glory to God, to feel like we're lost. And I perceive that some of us, amen, feel like we're lost, that some things are taking place that God, amen, glory, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing that God can't bring you through.
All right.
Paul, amen, helps us to understand that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. No matter what's taking place in my life, no matter what's happening, I can go. I can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle it because I got God on my side.
Yes, sir.
I got God on my side. I can weather the storm. Amen. Glory to God. I can get myself through this. Glory to God, because the Lord is with me. Somebody, my God, I feel the spirit of heaviness. I really do. I feel the spirit of heaviness.
Yes.
My God from Zion, I feel the spirit of heaviness.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus.
I said, the Lord rebuke you.
Mm.
If there's any sin, Lord God, that's been committed, oh God, we ask that you forgive.
Yes, Lord.
And set free even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I feel a burden. God, I feel a burden. Now, I'm asking you to lift that thing right now.
Lord,
hallelujah. Lift that thing right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know, my God. I don't know who you are. Amen. But God, hey, he's dealing with it right now. He's dealing with it right now. Glory to God. He's dealing with it right now.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He's dealing with it right now. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody need to lift their hands. Somebody need to tell God, thank you. I feel it. Amen. Glory to God. He's lifting that burden even now. Glory to God. Boy, I tell you what, I feel. Woo, Evangelist Mac, there was a spirit of heaviness there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the spirit of the Lord, glory to God, has lifted that thing up. The spirit of the Lord has removed it. Hallelujah. Glory, my God. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Glory. Hallelujah. Somebody need to tell God, thank you. Somebody need to praise him even now. Glory to God. My Lord God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, my God, such a burden.
Thank you, Jesus.
Such a burden. Glory to God, such a burden.
Mm.
Oh, my God, it was heavy. Mm. It was heavy. Sitting on my chest, sitting on my heart. I'm trying to deliver a word, and I'm feeling this thing. Glory to God. But thanks be unto God for lifting it. Thanks be unto God for removing it. Ah, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Somebody needs to adopt, amen, the attitude, the devil can't stay where I pray.
God.
Somebody need to get that down on the inside of them, glory to God,
Jesus.
That whatever you say out of your mouth, it happens,
come
amen,
on.
Glory to God. You may think that the enemy is still standing in your face, but when you spoke that word, glory to God, to get on out of my home, get on out of my finances, get on out of my job, glory to God, get away from my children, hallelujah, glory to God. That devil had to obey what
oh,
you
yeah.
said. He
oh,
had
yeah.
to obey. You need to understand, glory to God. He may stand there and act stubborn. You turn your back. Don't you argue with no devil. Don't you argue with no situation, no circumstance. Hey, you speak the word of the Lord and
yeah.
turn your back, glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Move on about your business.
Thank
Move
you,
on,
Jesus.
Glory to God,
Thank
about
you,
your
Lord.
Business.
Thank
if
you,
y'all remember, amen, with the discourse that Jesus had with Peter, and Jesus was telling Peter that he was going to die, and that he was going to rise from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter, amen, the Bible says that Peter rebuked him. But when Jesus spoke back to Peter, he said, Satan, get thee hence, Satan, get thee behind me. He told the devil to get behind him.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking to Peter no more. Because he recognized, amen, glory to God, that he wasn't talking to Peter no more.
All right.
He recognized, amen, the dialogue that was coming out of Peter's mouth was demonic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hey, hey,
oh,
hey,
come
hey.
On, come
glory
on,
to God.
Teacher.
That it was refuting,
yes.
amen, what he had come here to do.
Ooh, yes, sir. Tell it, preacher.
He knew who it was that he was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all, glory to God, need to stop trying to talk to these people, amen, that are being used by the devil to bring you down. Y'all need to, amen, call the devil by his name. Get thee behind me, Satan. Glory to God. Why in the world would Jesus tell him to get behind him? Look like to me, amen, glory to God, you want to keep your enemy in front of your face, not behind you. Amen, glory to God. And I sought the Lord. Amen, why would you tell him to get behind you? Amen, glory to God, where you are defenseless. And the Lord broke it down to me just like this. He said, if I was worried about him doing me something, amen, I would have never told him to get behind me.
Come
but
on.
Because he don't have no power. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because he don't have no power over me, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God, I'm telling him to get behind me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not worried about him. He's got no power. He's nothing. He's insignificant. Get behind me.
Hallelujah.
Get out of my face and get behind me.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel somebody getting out. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He is insignificant. He wants everybody to think that he's got some kind of power, that somehow he's stronger than we are.
Oh, no,
when the
sir.
Word of God tells us, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Greater is the Spirit of God on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost. Greater is he
Hallelujah.
On the inside of you than he that is in the world. Adversary, glory to God, has nothing but tricks
uh-huh.
and schemes. He's a deceiver. Hello, somebody. His power is in deceiving people.
Mm. Come on, come on.
I'm going to say it again. I said his power or his ability is in deceiving people.
Hallelujah.
His purpose is to make you think your God is not strong enough to help you or
Hallelujah.
Deliver you or set you free. That
Hallelujah.
Somehow Satan has more power than God.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
And he wants you, amen, to just settle for what you're going through.
Yeah.
But Jesus has given you the Holy Ghost. Jesus has given you, amen, the power of God. He resides on the inside of you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There ain't no devil, no demon, nowhere, amen, that can overcome God. And there's no spirit nowhere that can overcome you.
Mm-hmm.
He's given you power.
Yes.
Over all the power, not some of it, over all the power of the enemy. That's what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
He's given us power over all the power. That means over all the ability of the adversary.
Yes.
See, when you're faced with a mountain, you're faced with a situation, glory to God, that you can't handle. You're faced with a situation, glory to God, amen, of insurmountable bills. You're faced, amen, with a situation, amen, where folks is coming against you, amen, for no reason whatsoever. You're being persecuted, whatever the situation is. Jesus didn't tell you to climb no rough side of the mountain. He told you to speak to the mountain, amen, and tell it to be removed and be cast into yonder sea. Glory
amen.
To God. This is what the Lord told us, amen, in his word.
Come
whatever
on.
Your situation is, you need to speak to it. That's your mountain. Whatever, amen, glory to God, is afflicting you, whatever, amen, is in your way, glory to God, you need to speak to that thing and tell it to get on out your face, glory to God, just like Jesus did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Get thee behind me. Get thee behind me. See, I'm finding out, Evangelist Mac, glory to God, that the body is not utilizing the power that God has given to us. That, amen, we're standing there with a full armor on our bodies, sword in our hand, shield in the other, and we're standing there letting the devil pound us upside the head, knocking us from one side to the other.
Uh-huh.
Instead of utilizing what God has given to us. Somebody say, well, Apostle, glory to God, you know, that's all well and good. You know, I do that each and every day. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. We found this, we searched out last night. We were dealing, amen, on the network, glory to God. We're dealing, again, about spiritual warfare. And, amen, glory to God, we are called, we are literally called to battle with the adversary. And I'm here to tell you, every last one of us are supposed to be ready to fight constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Get that word down in you, constantly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trusting in those weapons that God has given to us in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God until the enemy is completely driven away.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, glory to God, this thing every day, you're in a battle all day long.
Yes,
if you're
sir.
Walking up right before God,
yes,
if you're
sir.
Striving, if
Come
you're
on,
striving
please.
To walk up right before God, you are going to go through something.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Here to tell you,
yes,
you are an example, amen, for the Lord.
Yes.
You're being used by God to help somebody. Trust me, if the enemy is attacking you, amen, it's because you're affecting somebody's life.
Yes,
amen, glory to God. You are causing somebody to want to get close to God. Your life, amen, is an example, and the adversary is going to do everything that he can to kill your testimony, to change your very character.
Yes, sir.
You are literally winning people over to God, and you don't even know it. You haven't talked to nobody, but folks is watching your life.
Come on, come on.
They're watching you, and somebody, amen, is being affected.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the enemy fights. Amen, against us, glory to God. That's the reason why he comes after us, because we're an example. We're showing him up. We're messing him up. We're causing people, amen, to want to walk away from him. There are folks that are sinning, amen, that want to stop sinning because of the life you live.
Yes, sir. You're preaching, sir. Come on,
because
here,
of the life that you live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God has taken me in a totally different direction.
That's
and I got
right.
to deal with this, glory to God.
That's all right.
You are an example. You don't even know whose life you're touching. But they're changing because of you.
Yes, sir.
They're molding themselves after your life. Somebody would dare say amen, glory to God. Folk ain't got no business trying to act like you. They ought to be seeking God. Amen. They are seeking God.
All right.
That's why they're trying to imitate you. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ,
right.
meaning to imitate me as I imitate Christ. The way he lived, the way he is, that's the way I'm mimicking. And amen, glory to God, you do the same thing that I'm doing. You want to walk pleasing in the sight of God, do the same thing that I'm doing. You are living a life, amen, that is an example to other people. And amen, glory to God, I'm here to tell you. Now, you watch what I say. Somebody's going to come to you. Somebody's going to tell you, glory to God, I've been watching you. Yeah, glory to God. And you have increased my faith. I was beginning to doubt that there was was any true Christians out here, but I've been watching your life. I've been watching, amen, glory to God, how you've been walking up right before God, amen, and it's affecting me. I want to tell you, amen, to keep doing what you're doing because it's helping me. Somebody is about to receive, amen, a word, glory to God, just like that.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
have
sir.
No idea
yes, sir.
Whose lives you're affecting.
Bring it.
Hallelujah. You have no idea whose life is being changed because of you.
Hello.
Hello, somebody. Always Hallelujah. Smiling.
Yeah.
Always greeting folk.
Yeah.
Always treating folk nice, no matter what you're going through.
Hallelujah.
And some folk know that you're going through a lot of changes, and yet here you are glorifying God. You walking around here, amen, speaking out of your mouth that the Lord is going to take care
Come
of you.
On,
the Lord got your back.
Come
the
on.
Lord, amen, is bringing you through.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That you're rejoicing and you're praising his
Thank
holy name.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. Glory
Thank
to God.
Jesus.
It ain't no wonder that the enemy wants to destroy you.
All right.
And again, we come full circle, amen, that mm-hmm. in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through, be content.
Yeah,
whatever you're lacking, glory to God, be content. Hello, somebody, because there ain't nothing that you're going through that God did not call for in your life.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing that you're, let me tell you something, there ain't nothing happening in your life right now that God did not ordain.
Amen.
Now, if he brought you to it, he'll bring you through it.
Sure enough, he will.
Amen. If he brought you to it, he'll bring you through it.
Sure enough, he will.
But you got to trust him.
Yes.
You've got to trust him.
Hallelujah.
And continue to be that example for other people, amen, glory to God, to follow. Be that example. Be that example. In the midst of it all, be that example. Show the world, glory to God, that God does have some people out here that love him.
Yes.
Show the world, glory to God, that God does have some people that are walking up right before
oh,
him
yes.
in the midst of so many people that are falling and failing everywhere.
Come on, preacher. Tell it.
You be the example. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. You be the example. Don't worry about who's not walking up right. Don't worry about who's not out here, amen, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You do it.
Glory.
You do it.
Hallelujah.
Don't talk about the folks, amen, glory to God, that is not doing what God has called them to do. You do it.
Hallelujah.
You do it. You be the example.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
If nobody else does it, you do it. If nobody else says it, you say it.
Yeah.
If nobody else go, you go. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You go.
Hallelujah.
You go. Be that example.
Yeah, Lord.
Be that example. Or be part of the problem.
All right.
Be the solution.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Because I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you, amen, as long as folks is talking about what's wrong, nothing is getting done.
You better tell them.
As long as folks, amen, are running their mouth, amen, about everything that is going wrong, nothing is getting
done.
And Satan is quite happy.
Yes.
He's quite happy because every time we open our mouth and, amen, get to complaining about the things that are wrong, the things that are bad, amen, glory to God, he's the one getting the glory.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that's getting the glory. Amen. Literally, we're praising him
yes.
for his work. We're praising him. Glory to God. But if we want to glorify God, amen, step up to the plate
oh,
and
yes.
be the solution.
Yes,
somebody
sir.
Said, well, I'm not called to preach. You ain't got to be called to preach.
Yes.
To preach. You ain't got to be called into the ministry, amen, to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You wasn't, amen, ordained, amen, the day that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior to preach the gospel. And yet your life, amen, since the day you came to Christ, amen, has been hit. Amen, the enemy has been trying you and fighting against you every step of the way. Why? Because you are a testimony. You are an example. Glory to God. You are one that is walking around, amen, glowing all over the place. The light of the Lord, amen, is manifesting from you. Amen, people see you. Glory to God. You ever wonder when you walk into a room while all of these folks, amen, stop talking and turn and look at you up and down. Some of them, amen, looking at you crazy.
Uh-huh. Come on here.
It's because, glory to God, you have walked into a room and the light came on. And the adversary don't like light. He likes darkness. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, When you walk into a room, amen, the atmosphere changes. I'm not sitting up here just talking trash, y'all. I'm telling you guys how the truth. I tell the churches, amen, I'm a thermostat. I set the tempo. I set the temperature. Glory to God. Hello, somebody. I'm not waiting on somebody else, amen, to praise me, amen, in the worshiping God or in praising God. I'm not waiting on nobody to pump me up. Glory to God. I'm finna turn up the heat myself.
Yes,
glory
sir.
To God. I'm finna set, amen, I'm finna set the pace myself. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes,
and I don't need nobody, amen, glory to God, to help me praise the Lord.
Come
it's
on.
Already in me to praise Him.
Hey.
It's already in me to glorify His holy name.
Come
glory to
here.
God.
Come on here.
It's already in me.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. You're preaching, sir.
Why? Glory to God, because what He's already done for me. God, thank you. What He's already done for me.
Yes, sir.
What He's done before, He'll do again. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I know, amen, glory to God. I remember how the Lord has brought me through.
Yes.
Glory to God, every step of the way. He never left me, nor did He forsake me. Glory to God. He didn't walk away from me. Hallelujah. There's a feedback. It's kind of messing with me a little bit. I'm hearing myself, amen, even after I speak. Glory to God. I'm trying to ignore it. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, God, amen, has your back.
Yes.
He has your back.
Yes, sir.
And He is looking for people to be an example. Even in the midst of what you're going through right now, be that example.
Yes.
Don't talk about your problems. Glory to God. Don't sit there and ridicule and go through about the things that are happening in your life. Your husband ain't acting right. Your children ain't acting right. Your money, glory to God. People are acting crazy. Amen. Glory to God. Utilize your authority and faith in their faith. Amen. Bind up the adversary and cast him down. That's what you do.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What you do. Don't complain about it. Utilize the power that God has given to you.
Hallelujah.
Utilize that power.
Hallelujah.
And put the enemy in his place.
Yes.
Put him in his place.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Lord.
You don't hear nothing else I say. You better hear me in this. Every day of your life. Every day of your life, and yes, sometimes all day, you are going to be in a war.
Yes.
Get this. Understand it. Glory to God. Somebody said, but I need peace. Amen. There will be seasons where God will give you rest.
Yes, He will.
But I'm telling you, now He needs you to be an example.
Yes.
He needs you, amen, glory to God, to go through your storms.
Amen.
Trusting Him every step of the way.
Amen.
Knowing that He's going to bring you through.
Mm.
Knowing that He's got your back. Glory to God. You got to know this. You got to know this. I truly thank God, amen. I truly thank God. I woke up late this morning, glory to God, and God, I just thank you.
Yes,
I thank you for your word on this smoke. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for setting somebody free. I don't know who that was carrying such a burden. But I felt that thing when God took it away. I know somebody has been blessed. Glory to God. Somebody has been blessed. Listen, use the authority that God has given to you.
Oh, yeah.
Your circumstance and your situation, glory to God. The adversary may have had permission to try you. That don't mean you have to take it. Hello, somebody. It doesn't mean you have to take it. You know, when we fight back, when we stand our ground and begin to proclaim the word of God, amen, in the midst of our storm, that's pleasing in the sight of God. Yeah. Lord have mercy. I said that's pleasing in His sight. It
yes,
most
sir.
Certainly is. Not just sitting there and allowing, amen, the waves of despair to overcome you, amen, or the things that are taking place in your life to just have their way in your life. But God, amen, gets the glory when you stand flat-footed and you utilize the power just like His son Jesus. Amen, glory to God, when He was in the boat and they woke Him up. Carest thou not that we perish.
All right.
Hello, somebody.
Come on here.
And the Bible says that Jesus, amen, got up, glory to God, and he rebuked the waves and the sea.
Yes.
He said, peace be still.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And what did Jesus say to them? He said, oh, ye of little faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, brethren, I'm here to tell you, amen, that the same power that rests in Jesus is in us.
Yes.
That the same ability, the same things that he did, we're to do. He's already given us permission.
Hallelujah.
These works that I do, shall ye do also. And greater works than these shall ye do.
Yes.
To my Father. Listen to what he said. These works that I do, shall ye do also. Understand, you have a right. You have a right to utilize his power.
Mm-hmm.
As you see fit, utilize his power. Destroy the works of the adversary. And continue to be that example for others. I'm telling you, somebody's getting ready to get a praise report. Somebody is about to meet somebody they had no idea was watching your life. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this. Amen. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost just dropped it in my spirit. It is the individual that you think don't like you.
All right.
Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
It's the individual that you think don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amen. Amen. Glory to God. They don't hardly speak to you. Glory to God. They're looking at you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Every day. But they're watching you, and you are affecting them.
Yes.
You are affecting them. I'm telling you. You're affecting them. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're making some changes in their lives. Hmm?
Yes.
Glory to God. You're making some changes in somebody's life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Stop looking at everything, glory to God, down from below.
Mm-hmm.
Get on up there where the Lord is and look at everything. Glory to God. I'm telling you, let me break this down and I'm going to shut up. In the midst of a crowd where a parade is coming by, the person, amen, on the other end of you, the parade is coming from the left. They see, amen, the beginning of the parade pretty much before you do.
Uh-huh.
And they see other things before you do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory to God. We see things in progression, those of us that are down here on the face of this planet. But an individual who is up high can see it all.
Yes, sir.
So somebody, I said a person who's sitting up high can see it all. Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
So you need to get on up here. Glory to God. You need to come on up here. You need to get on up, glory to God,
yes.
Get on up in the name of Jesus Christ so that you can see the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, glory to God. So long as we're down on the ground, we only see part of what's taking place. But if you up, you can see the whole thing. Amen, glory to God. Get on up there with the Lord, amen. Stay on up there with the Lord, and don't let nothing and nobody discourage you. Continue to be that example. And continue to go through what it is that you've been going through. Amen. Glory to God. Just do that. And you're going to be all right.
Yes.
I don't know, amen, glory to God, who this word was for. But I tell you one thing. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for it. I thank God for it. Amen. Glory to God. God wants somebody to be encouraged. And he wants somebody to know, amen, he's turning things around.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's turning things around. Yes, he is. He's turning things around. You need to recognize, you need to understand, you're not in this situation forever. Somebody said, well, I've been going through for a long time. That's all right. Thank God for it.
Oh, yeah. That's
it. God for it. Amen. Glory to God. And you got to recognize, amen, that you're in Romans 8. Glory to God. Where the Bible tells us, amen, we know that all things work together for good.
Oh, yeah.
That all things work together for good. Glory to God. You need to recognize, amen, that nothing that you're going through right now, that God is not in control of. He see it all, he know it all, glory to God, and he hear it all.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all, amen, glory to God, thought you couldn't take it. I'm getting so tired, I can't take this much longer, I can't take this no more, glory to God, and yet you're still here. Yet you're still glorifying God, yet you're still praising his holy name, amen, glory to God. You got more in you than you think you do.
All right.
Hello, somebody. You got more in you than you think you do.
Yes,
glory
sir.
To God. And God knows it. God knows it. Amen. He's got your back. Amen. Trust him and believe him. Amen. He's got you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for your word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Simple, Lord God, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's your word. And I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your people would hear it.
Yeah.
That would receive it and abide in it.
Yes.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we would no longer complain about what we're suffering, what we're going through,
yeah,
what you're allowing us to go through.
Hallelujah.
What you have given us the privilege, the honor to go through for your name's sake. So that somebody who's watching our lives would be delivered, would be set free. We know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that all things work together for good. We know this, and we trust you. We believe you. And in the midst of it all, we're giving you nothing but praise and glory, nothing but honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your people everywhere, and I pray, Lord God, that you would bless them and that you would keep them, that you would lift them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Do it, Lord God, for your name's sake, the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Glory to God and amen. Amen. Glory to God. Evangelist, I almost said Pastor Mac. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That just seems to want to flow right off of my, right through my lips, amen.
Uh-huh.
Just want to float right on out there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to hand it back over to you. Glory to God.
Amen. What a powerful word. I've learned.
Thank you, Jesus.
How that whatever I'm going through, I'm going to stand still. I'm going to stand on the word of God. And while I'm standing on the word of God, I'm going out and occupy until he comes and fix my situation or change my situation around. And I believe in my heart that not only does God wants to bless me, he's willing to bless me. I know that he's able. So if I could stand on it, if I could get up and shake my coward ways off, if I could get up and stop being a punk and a wimp, pray and ask God for holy boldness.
My God.
And come up in my trust and stand on nothing but trust in him.
My God.
He will deliver.
Yes.
Let me tell you, the people of God, the real people of God, they know.
Yes.
And those of us that's been in him for a little bit now, a little bit.
Yes.
Those of us who've been in him for a little bit, we know this. Every day, like he said, you are going to be in battle. I don't fight.
Come on.
I take a look at the battle because it's already won.
Yes, Lord.
I go to see what's going on in the battle, and once it's over with, I pick up the spoils and praise God coming out. Because this is what happened. Carnal and spirit, your flesh and the spirit warring all day long. Yeah, you're going to battle all day long, but if you in him and he in you and his word is in you and you got a well-made up mind, you used to it by now. You are used to that, and if that don't come, you looking for it. You mean to tell me the devil ain't going to show me this boy over here 6'3"? Where this boy at? Huh? He come in some kind of way. You mean to tell me my children ain't going to come cutting the fool today? What's going on? You look for it. Because some way, somehow, you got to be in battle.
Yes.
Daily, the spirit and the flesh warring against each other.
Amen.
Because, see, that flesh wants to be pleased. And this is why many of us can't fully be delivered.
My God.
Many of us, we can't stay focused.
My God.
Because as soon as the flesh come up, we punk out and go with the flesh.
My Lord.
But God looking for some bold, strong soldiers. Some soldiers who will run up the side of the mountain. Oh, you got the big sword in your hand. And you cutting giants down.
Yes,
that's what God looking for today. And we using the word of God to cut the giant down.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's but we got to get in a place with God and mean God some business. We got to be real in our mind and hearts with him.
Yes.
This is where we got to be today. And men are striving, but faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The more you hear and the more you desire to obey, the closer you will draw to him. And the stronger you will become in him as you're obeying what his word says. Yeah, because of this, God, we belong to him only if we are obedient. If we're not obedient, we're not his. That's why John told him, say, Lord, sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is true.
Amen.
Set them aside, God, through your word.
Yes.
And that they may hold on, obey your word, and you'll take care of them. I don't know nobody belong to God that he does not take care of.
Amen. Amen.
Even the folk who don't believe in him.
Yes.
God yet take care of them. Even the ones who say, oh, it don't take all of that, and that don't take all of that. God yet blesses them. I heard Apostle Timberlake say something that really blessed me too this morning. These pulpit pimps and prosperity pimps teaching the people if they ain't got money, stuff, and things, they don't have God. But let me tell you something. The devil is a fool and a lie.
That's right.
And he will make a fool and a liar out of you if you let him.
Come on.
Where they even look at Jesus' robe and try to make something out of that because they want their flesh to be pleased. They want stuff and things all the time. The more they get, the more they want. His robe didn't have no seam. So even his robe was expensive. Look, if God had his son to go away and prepare a place for us, what we're looking for is not in the earth.
Hello.
I'm not looking for the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy.
Glory.
I'm not looking for a Mercedes or a Rolls Royce. That's not my heart's desire. My heart's desire is to go back with him when he comes. But God in the earth, I'm in the earth.
Yeah.
I'm not of the earth. I'm on the earth, but I'm not of it. But God, while I'm here, Lord, I need the Honda Element.
Come on.
Somebody may desire Cadillac. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
But we got a purpose and a plan for what we asking God for. I'm not asking for a Honda Element so when I ride by, people can look at me and say, ooh, look at that. No, no, no.
Come on.
I have things to deliver to families.
Yes.
I have things to deliver to below poverty people.
Yes.
I have to go cook and clean and do laundry for people. I need a place to put the laundry. I be busy. I have to leave their house with the laundry, come to my house, do the laundry, finish it, and I need a place, enough room to store it, to carry it back. So what I get is so that I can continue to be a blessing to other people.
Yes.
Yeah, there may be four people at one time I have to take to the doctor, medical appointments, or have lab work done, or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
But that element will serve what I'm trying to do.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what I'm asking God for today.
Yes.
And I'm asking everybody to touch and agree with me in prayer that on Friday, the element come forth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You already talked to the lady over there. I got to get down to Brunswick. But we pray that the Lord bless me with the money and everything. Because, see, the just shall live by faith. I walk by faith, not by sight. I don't know nothing.
Yes.
I'm trusting and believing God.
Yes,
and this is where we got to get today.
Yes.
And if he don't deliver it to me, I know this. This wasn't the season.
Amen.
Yeah, it's not that he's denying me anything.
That's right.
Because all things must work together for my good. Not only did he call me, he chose me, and I love him today.
Come on now.
And then aside from that,
there's
nothing he won't withhold. He won't withhold any good thing from me.
Right.
So if it don't work out on Friday, I know that wasn't the date. There's another date for me. Hallelujah. Sandra Jackson, I feel all right right now. Providence Thomas, I feel like stretching my leg out. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for your word. Good morning, Minister Jackson. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I came in like maybe a half hour ago, but I got what I needed. Oh, my goodness. That I wish I could have listened to, and I'll go back later and listen to the rest of it, but I got what I needed to encourage me today. don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. And that is so true. And murmuring, complaining, it just holds us back. It holds us back. And if we can't go forth, if we speak in against our own self, and that's what murmuring, complaining is about. Because if God didn't see the situation fit for us, then we wouldn't be going through it. But we are going through it, and we have the victory at the end. So I just want to thank the Lord for the man of God being obedient and bringing forth that word. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, that just reminded me of this right here. I can do all things, Sandra Jackson.
Yes, yes,
Christ,
yes.
Christ who strengthened me. But he got to strengthen me for me to love these folk who talk about me. He got to strengthen me now. So see, the old man want to come up. And the old man say this, Barbara Mack, get your gun. Go get your gun and go over there and let them know who ruling reign. I'm honest with mine.
Yes.
But we have to keep that old man under subjection.
Yes.
And know that we can do all that. I can love you anyway while you're talking about me.
Right.
Yes,
I can love you anyway while you're lying on me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're peculiar people.
That's right.
Yes. And we're not doing nothing if we love those who only love us.
That's right.
How peculiar
that's right.
is that? That's what the world do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we're loving those who don't love us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I go down and hang out and run around, you know, with them that don't smell good, don't look good.
That's right.
Some of them got mental health issues, just talking all out their head.
Yeah.
And some people have told me, how you do that? Greater is he.
Yeah.
That greater is doing it. Not Barbara Mack. That greater know all about them. The greater made them.
Yes.
Greater know the
yes.
very number of hairs on their head.
That's right.
Somebody got to see about somebody.
Yes.
If it's your family member out there like that, well, what would you want?
Hello.
You can't go and do it because you just can't do it. You're above it. You're too good for it.
Go ahead, Barbara Mack, speak about it.
But
yes.
how about God sent somebody to see about your loved one? Can you tell him thank you?
My
how about if that was you that lost your mind out here?
That's right.
You done got on crack and you messed up. What would you want somebody to do for you today?
My God
needs some real people, I heard the apostle say. He don't need nobody playing games with the suits on up in the pulpit looking the part.
Because
looking it won't do us no good. We got to be the part. And what I've noticed about rich people, Sandra Jackson and Apostle Timberlake, rich people don't dress rich.
Come on.
No, they
rich
don't.
Rich people dress poor.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
If you saw a millionaire, you wouldn't even know they were millionaires.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're not announcing, I got millions. They're not announcing they have millions.
Hello.
And you may see them holes in their jeans. They may have on a pair of Nikes, but you can tell that them Nikes been worn.
Hello, somebody.
They don't step out in Rolexes and diamonds like they portray on TV. No, not a real millionaire. He don't want
that's
nobody
right.
or she don't want nobody to know they have millions. Because if you know they got money here, you come to get some of it.
Mm-hmm. My God.
And that's the way it is in this so-called church situation. They dress and look the part. But any true man or woman of God, they don't have to do all of that. I don't dress up to go to church. I dress down.
I know that's right. Yes.
I dress up to go to weddings, banquets, and funerals. I don't dress up to go to church. He said, render my heart and not my garment. What am I going in there dressed up before and for? If I'm going to get loose and give him some praise, why would I want pantyhose on holding me down? High heel shoes I can't have walk in. I know I can't dance before a minute. The devil done tricked him. I told you, just like he said, flesh and spirit warn all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the flesh done warned and told you to put the shoes, the purse, the hat, and everything that match and go up in his house before him. And God looking at you saying, my, your heart is nowhere in this. You dressed up for me for coming over here.
Yes.
You looking good for the people. You ain't looking good for me. I knew you before I formed you in your mama belly. What you doing?
Mm-hmm.
On my way to the building, I may have to stop and cast out a demon. That thing spit on me. I don't want none of that wearing my wedding clothes I'm going to wear to a wedding and you done messed it up.
Yeah.
I want something I can throw away and go on.
Thank God.
But see, ain't nobody going to deliver nothing on their way.
Mm-hmm.
And they trying to get their so-called for themselves, but what they go and get, they don't share it with nobody.
Right.
But what's the point? See, we got to wake up with all this foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And just let God be plain and simple. He's a plain and simple God. He's not complicated. He's so plain till a child can understand. He's so plain till a fool. Do you know what a fool is? A fool can understand.
My God.
Man is making all this stuff all complicated around here.
Hello.
Using big words, ain't learned how to walk upright before God yet. Ain't learned how to forgive somebody, but you talking about Shalom, Elohim, and all this old stuff. You don't even know how to treat your wife or your husband, but you out here with the big Hebrew words.
Come on.
Trying to impress man. God is not impressed.
No, it's not.
He gave you your mind.
Yeah.
He gave you your heart. He gave you your body and your soul. Who you impressing? He made you. He knew you before you entered your mother's womb. We just got to get right with God so we can go home. We're out here with all this old foolishness.
Come on.
And just trying to impress man.
Yeah.
I don't want to impress you today. I want to prepare you for his coming back.
Thank you. Thank
He's coming
you.
Back for the church without spot or rancor. He's coming back for a ready people.
Yeah.
He's not coming back for those who have impressed others. Yeah, that's why I'm single today, because of all that impressing. Men coming with the impressing. After they impress me, then they want to mack me. Then they want to game me. I ain't with all of that.
My God.
Just come in Jesus with that raw word in your mouth. You
yeah.
want to turn me on, break that scripture down just right for me. Make me holler.
Yeah.
And say, hallelujah. Oh, come on now, make the tongues
yeah.
come.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God.
And you impressing me, boy. Look here, boy. You got a wife? Because I'm sure looking for a husband if you don't watch me. And that's what I'm interested in, how you're looking and smelling. And I like rough, rugged, and real men.
Yes,
if you solve with your nails manicured and your makeup on and you done got your brows art, stay on over there with them who like that, because I don't like that. A man's brows ought to be too bushy. His hands ought to be rough with calluses. His feet ought to stink when he take his shoes off. That's what I'm looking for, a real man.
My God.
If we're in the house together, husband and wife, I got to remind him to shave.
Because
he ain't in the mirror like I'm in the mirror. He a man. He ain't got time for that. When you talk about, let's get under the hood of a car, he down with that. Let's go around here and dig around this alcohol. He down with that. So he ain't out here looking pretty like I'm looking. He looking rough, rugged, and real. If you go to the word and say Jesus was not a man desired to look upon, he wasn't good looking.
That's
right. So when he come in the door, I got to tell him, honey, when you take your shoes off, we got to take these shoes to the back porch. And he go to pan of water with the solution in it, baby, soak your feet. I'll be right back and clean them up.
My God.
Don't forget, honey, we going to so-and-so and shave today.
My Lord.
He may not put the odor on. He may put baking soda under his arm. And I'm like, baby, we using deodorant. The reason I'm telling you this is because I come up around real men. And this what them real men do. I used to hear this lady tell her husband, baby, come on away from the baking soda. We got the odor. I don't like that deodorant. This keep me fresh. Because he was a real man. And he didn't come through the front door. My daddy was the same way. They went around the house and go through the back door.
Because,
see, they knew they was rough, rugged, and real, and the wife done cleaned, and she like, you know, pretty thing. He wasn't liking nothing pretty. Maybe he'll take them tools and throw it over there on the couch and keep doing what he was doing. Because he a man. And see, that's why women messed up. You're looking for the wrong kind of things in men.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for a punk. You ain't looking for no man. Get somewhere and sit.
My God.
Woo-hoo.
My God.
Yeah, you ain't looking for a real man, because a real man is sweaty.
My God.
He looking crazy, and he ain't used to being around a lot of women either. A real man, he used to be around the women. And when you talk about women to them, to the real man, they go to looking like, Well, what they talking about? Because, see, they don't know nothing about girlfriend talk. They've been hanging out with the boys, each other scratching in the wrong place. They'll just don't care who see it. I'm just telling you how men do. I got brothers. I watched them. They high-fiving each other over the wrong thing. I'm like, oh, boy. That's how men do. God made them different. But I just wanted to share that today, but my baby's waiting on me. God bless you, Prophetess Thomas. I'm bringing you right now, sugar, bringing you right now. God bless you this morning, baby. How are you?
Mama, I am so blessed. Praise the Lord. I am so good.
I like
you
laughing
right
over there, gal.
I am literally, I am sitting up. I mean, I'm literally got completely up. Amen. I'm thanking God. I praise God so much. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. I overslept this morning, but when I got on the line and I heard Apostle Timberlake, I was like, oh my God. I said, Lord, I said, God, he's already talking. I said, but it's okay. I said, because I know when I get on the line, I'm going to get what I can't got on there.
Yes.
I know that I didn't miss. In other words, because when I woke up and I saw that it was actually here, it was actually 6:55. And I said, oh, God, I'm so late. And the devil said, well, it's too late. You don't need to get on the line. I told the devil, I said, now, you know you a stupid fool. I said, you know you crazy. I'm calling in. I said, I'm still going to get. I'm not late. I'm right on time. I thank God, amen, that I heard what I heard, amen, on this morning. Amen, because I'm telling you, I had to delete people this week off my Facebook page. I had to delete people off my phone. I told my husband, I called him, and I'm actually out of town with my oldest daughter. And they surprised me, came down on last Thursday from Dallas to Beaumont, and when they left, they took their mama with them. And I'm actually in Dallas and been here since Friday. And the Lord say the same, I'll be going home on tomorrow on my birthday. But in doing all of that, I mean, let me tell y'all, God is so good. We actually moved from Georgia on last Wednesday. Actually, it was Thursday morning when we got to Beaumont. My husband started working on last Friday. Not only did he start working, but I start working in January. I start working. I have not worked since 2005.
My God.
Y'all, God is so good. What I was doing in 2005 is not what I'm fixing to do now. They are fixing to train me to run the whole front desk. I'm fixing to do secretarial work. I have something I have never done in my life other than in church. But, I mean, I'm took a peek about working, y'all, because, I mean, the doctor said I couldn't work. People telling me, even now, people saying, how's you going to work? How you going to work? You got this going on, high blood pressure, asthma, this and that and the other. And I got a laughing spirit. And when people tell me what I can't do, I'm laughing. I'm not really per se laughing at them, but I'm laughing at the enemy. Because I know that he don't want me to go forward. But the man of God said on last night, he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The man of God said, Apostle Blake, you were saying so much stuff this morning that the man of God was saying on last night. Amen. We got to know who we are in God. We got to stand up. It's time. We've been dressing down all week. Amen. Yeah. We can dress it down. I ain't never been where I wear blue jeans skirts and shirts with no sleeves. And, well, not really no sleeves, but short sleeves to church. But y'all, let me tell you something. I don't feel like I'm out of sin. Neither Hatobo Shana. I don't feel like I'm out of sin because I did that. But we didn't dress it down. And y'all, when I tell you the Spirit of God has been in that place. And I thank God that I've seen this revival from the beginning to the end. Tonight is the last night of the revival. It started on Sunday night, and we have been going every night. I thank God. We do not understand. I've been going to funerals. Since I've been here in Dallas, I've been to 3 funerals already. I've been to 3. And as I look at these people laying in the casket, I say, God, it could have been me. I thank you, God. Not only could have been me dead, but I could have been dead in my mind because it was the enemy's desire. It was he desired to take my mind. After what I went through in Georgia and down through the years with other preachers and pastors and bishops and everything that I went through, if I did not have a personal relationship, I said it on the other night. I said, if I had not had a personal relationship with God, if I had not had that encounter with him myself, I said, yes, in my mind and in my spirit, no, I don't want to join nobody's church. No, I don't. I honestly don't. But I will not, and I do not have a desire to leave God. And people say, you don't want to be up under nobody and you ain't leaving God. Baby, because God is in my heart, he ain't in that building.
All right.
I am the church. And I'm comfortable. Yeah. If you really want to know, I am the church. So I feel, let me tell you this here. Not only did God do that, but God put us in a place that we have, my husband and I are living in a place that, and it's a 2-bedroom. You hear what I'm saying? It's a 2-bedroom, and we're in this place. We pay no rent. We pay no light, none whatsoever. We do not pay for cable. The only reason I'm going to pay for internet is because the internet that the other person have, we can't catch it. If I could have got it on my computer, I wouldn't even be paying for internet. But let me tell you something. We literally have no regular bills, as they call it. We have we have 3 meals free every day.
All right.
3 meals free. Do you not understand? God took me from where I was and eating 3 and 4 days at a time. Sometimes 5 days at a time. I was not eating.
My
God took me from there to where now I got 3 meals a day.
I'm
living in a place. I mean, where we didn't know how to, in Georgia, we was going from place to place, from house to house, even in a shelter. Some things my kids don't even know.
My God.
But I couldn't tell them because I had to go through it. I had to go through it. And one thing that the man of God said, Apostle, that was said on today is that if God took you to it, he sure enough can bring you through it.
Amen.
Whatever God brings us and allows us to go through, if we get to this point, he said, I will not put no more on you than you can bear.
That's right.
I mean, this week people was calling. I don't even have my phone. I left my phone with my husband. People was calling, and he calling me, now this person and call. I said, get him off my phone. I said, delete that number off my phone. He said, no, this person calling. This person saying this. This person saying that. I said, tell the devil to leave me alone. I said, tell the devil he's a lie. I said, tell him to go sit down somewhere. I said, let him know. I said that I will not be back.
Wow.
I said, tell him I say I ain't coming back.
Right.
I said, you mean to tell me God will deliver us, bring us back home? Yo, I didn't move in with my children. even though my daughter, my baby here, oh, she was adamant about me coming here and staying with her and her husband. But God said not right now. God said not so. God put us in our own place because God knew the desires of my heart. God put us in our own place, and then we ain't paying nobody no rent. And not only that, my husband is not on an hour-to-hour paycheck. My husband is on salary. So I'm giving God the glory. I'm praising God. I'm magnifying him. I refuse. I mean, my husband was telling me so much stuff that was going on this week and people calling and they saying this and they saying that. And, I mean, the enemy tried his best to get me to be depressed and get me to get – oh, I got mad. I ain't going to lie to you. My flesh rose up and I wanted to call some people and I wanted to tell them off. But the Holy Ghost said to hold my peace.
My God.
The Holy Ghost told me. He said, hold your peace. And I'll fight your battle. And I tell you, Apostle Mama, let me tell y'all, I am one blessed woman of God.
Yeah.
I am blessed.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Tomorrow, if the Lord delay his coming, I will be 47 years old.
Hallelujah.
Y'all, to be honest with you, I really didn't think I would see my birthday. I honestly didn't. I thought I would die in the midst of the storm. I did.
Jesus.
I honestly thought I wasn't going to make it.
My God.
But God.
Hello.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful today. I told God, I said, God, whatever you want to do with me. I said, God, here I am. I'm willing now. Whatever. I'm willing.
Yes.
I just thank God. I thank God, Apostle, for the word of God on today.
Yes.
Amen. I praise God that God is lifting me up. I praise him that, because I often say that man will lift you up and they'll put you on a pedestal, but when they get mad at you, they'll bring you down.
Yes.
But when God lifts you up, can't nobody bring you down. When God elevates you, can't nobody take you. So I thank God, I magnify God. I give God the glory that God, y'all, he favors me. God has favored me, and I'm so glad for his favor. I'm so glad that God has proven to me over and over again. And one more thing, Mama, and I promise you I'm going to get off your line. My daughter that was missing, and I told y'all we heard from her. Well, right before I left on Friday, she called me again. And when she called me, she was like, well, she was upset because she was saying that somebody was calling the girl some that way she was or the way she claimed she was not, and saying, you know, and all this kind of stuff, and I'm telling her, well, it ain't the family. But anyway, my daughter had told me, she said, Mama, she said, I'm moving to Orange. She said, I'm trying to move to Orange. Orange really is like maybe about 15 minutes from where I live at.
Wow.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you not understand what I'm saying? She got closer to me. So she called her daddy.
Yeah.
She called her daddy since I've been here. And she told her daddy that she literally has moved to Orange.
Okay.
She's moved. 15 minutes away, Mama. Do you understand?
I understand.
15 minutes away.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? You know what? I'm still not going to chase her. still not going. I'm leaving her alone. She contacted me. I'm not contacting her.
Uh-huh.
She's contacting me. God is a deliverer. I know God is a deliverer. She don't know I know what she's doing. She don't know. She think I don't know what these people has done to her, and she think I don't know what the lifestyle that she's in. But guess what? You know what I told her? I say, whatever you do, sweetheart, I say, know this, that your mama and your daddy love you. I say, and we are praying for you every day of our life. I say, every morning I wake up, sweetheart, I say, know that your mama and daddy is praying. I say, we love you. I say, and deliverance shall come. Because I know you know the word of God. I know, Mama, if I don't know nothing else that I did for my children, I know that I brought my children up in the right way when it came down to God. I know I taught them God. If I didn't teach them nothing else, I know I taught my children God. They know the way. They know what God requires of them. They know who they are. They might not be walking in it, but they know who they are in God. So, and I promise you, I'm going to shut up. I thank God that I am enclosed within my right mind, and I got a mind to serve God like never before. And one thing that I said, I will not be pimped ever again by another preacher.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
I won't do it. If I think I'm being pimped, I'm getting from around you.
I hear you.
If I just think it, I'm seriously, I'm running now. Because, I mean, and people saying, why? You just don't know what the hell that I done been through just within this last year. Not counting down through the years. I'm talking about just within this last year where I almost lost my mind, where I wanted many times to commit suicide. I had a suicidal spirit just this last year because I felt like I couldn't take it. I felt like I couldn't go on. I felt like God had turned his back on me. I felt like I didn't feel the love of God sometimes.
Jesus.
But God. But God.
Hallelujah.
He kept me. Through it all, he kept me. I'm boasting in God now. I'm boasting in him.
Hallelujah.
But I'm
you know,
him, Mama,
Prophetess Thomas, I want to share this with you. I got a testimony, a praise report from a lady yesterday. And she wanted to send me money so bad, bless her heart, she sent $19.
Yeah.
And that $19 brought her some things to her door. You couldn't stop her from testifying, but this the deal. If he's speaking, it shall surely come to pass.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you obey him, it shall surely, surely come to pass.
Yeah.
But we got to learn to obey God. Move when he say move. I'm like the boy Ludacris now. When he move, I move just like that.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't ask no questions, Sandra Jackson. I'm moving.
Because
if I move when he say move, I'm finna get what he said I was gonna get. But if I'm sitting back contemplating, maybe could be, shoulda, woulda, you ain't get nothing.
That's right.
And we got to learn to let go and trust God.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we don't do that. We keep looking, and we got to feel it, and we got to know that's not faith and that's not trust.
Yes.
And the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yep.
You don't see nothing.
Yes.
You're just going on trusting God. And as the group 95 said, whoop, that is.
That
you're going on trusting and believing God. You don't know nothing. You don't see nothing. You hoping. And it just step out on you. Whoop, that is.
That is.
I wanted the TV. I wasn't sure if I was going to get one. I wanted it, told God about it, left it alone. Whoop, there it is. The Lord called me sad and said, go on over there, Mama, to this website and get it. Then turned around and set me, I said, Lord, look at this. But I'm running up the King's Highway. I was telling the Evangelist Brown last night, I don't care if I don't do nothing else outside of these doors. I can come every morning at 7 a.m. and encourage people in Jesus. Many people, Apostle Timberlake called me many different things, Apostle Mac, Bishop Mac, Barbara Mac, Pastor Mac, Dr. Mac. But what I am, I'm a great encourager.
Yes,
and
are.
That's what you can call me. But God showed you, baby, by moving her 15 minutes away from you, no matter what she do, I'm hearing you. Your prayers are being answered. Don't chase her. Don't fool with her. and she'll come to you. And that's the thing with the many couples. Women chase behind men. If you leave him alone, he'll come. If you leave her alone, she'll come. Get up out of God's business. Same thing with the children. Now, this is the season for me to be jolly, and I am more than jolly. But I don't want to be bothered with children. Y'all don't have the right motives. I ain't seeing the right spirit in you in this season. Be a groupie, keep it moving, shawty. You don't know me. It's all about him. It ain't nothing about these gifts under nobody's tree. It ain't nothing about me out doing all that shopping. No, I'm home praying. I'm going cook. I'm going clean. I'm going and do some laundry. McCall look like he's on his last leg. Well, how far the doctor is, baby? Let me run you over there.
Come on.
How far that clinic is you got to go to.
My God.
And see, people don't understand. People with AIDS go through some things.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody got to be there. I know they did wrong. I did wrong at one time.
Yes.
But he forgave me, and he yet loved me, and he do the same for others.
That's right.
That's right.
They just need somebody in the physical who they can see standing up, holding up the bloodstained banner.
They need
to see that light on the hill that can't be hid today, and it ain't nothing behind it. Ain't no fake motive behind it. None of that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Jesus now, once I drop you off to him, you got to seek him. You can't seek me no more. I'm done.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oldest daughter told me one day, me, I'm done. I said, okay, stick one in me too. I'm done too. But then I came back and I said, I ain't quite done. I think I'm rare. Turn me over on the other side. Let me cook a little longer.
Oh,
mama, you're not mine. I took you to your first birthday party while you're out here with all this mouth. And I'll come over there and lay hands on you, and I had to pray. Because if I would have went over there, I was going to reach out and touch her. Do y'all hear what I say?
Yeah.
And she wasn't going to be able to touch me back because she didn't know what I know. She ain't been where I've been. She ain't done what I've done.
Yeah.
She comes straight out my house into a marriage. Don't know nothing about the street life. I'll come over there and reach out and touch you, girl.
With
the foolish. But I let it go, gave it to the Lord, forgave her, and moved on. God bless me.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for that. Today she going to dialysis with kidney stuff. Because you ain't forgave. Whatever you think I done. You, it's too big for you to forgive, and then you just keep the mess stirred up in the family.
Last night
the Lord told me to turn them all loose. I sat here decided to let every one of them go because I got more children than I know what to do. And didn't you hear my daughter, Prophet Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, then. That girl, Aria, down there in San Diego, California, I got too many to be bothered with one crazy one.
That's it.
I ain't going to be bothered with no crazy one and you don't want your mind back now. If you got mental health issues and you want your mind back, God can take it back from the devil and give it back to you. But if you don't want it back, I'm not going to be bothered with struggling trying to get you to get it back.
There's
too many other ones out here. I got a son that come here almost every day with some foolishness. Ma, I say what? Oh, Ma, I'm the chief apostle. He want to play because he want to make me laugh. He's not my biological child, but he's my spiritual child. I love him. He know I love him.
Yeah.
And I tell people right now, I go over there and see Ma, because she's going to spoil me good. Got me cooking pies and banana pudding at the same time.
I know you're right.
Spiritual children that love me for me. So them biological devils, if you don't want what God gave you, be a groupie, keep it moving, shorty. Do me a favor. Put two eggs in your shoe and beat it. That's all you do for me because I'm running on up the King's Highway in Jesus. Somebody going to be delivered and set free. Somebody going to be blessed. Somebody going to come to God for real. And it ain't on what my family do because I'm not beholden to nothing and nobody but Jesus today. You hear me, Howell? I mean that thing. You're going to keep me hold down with your mess. The devil is a liar and a fool. And we'll make a fool out of us. Look here, 501. I'm so sorry, baby. You know Florida long-winded. Good morning, 501. How are you? Are you there, area code 501?
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Oh, 160! I saw your number in the caller ID. I said I was calling you back today. How you doing, bro, Clint?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I'm doing real good.
I didn't mean the first one.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll take it off and tell your mother I said hello.
I sure will.
All right. And your wife. God bless you.
You too.
Yeah, that's Brother Clint 116 Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean the man of God himself. Yeah, thank God for you, Brother Clint. Thank God for you. And look, we have Yami, Y-E-M-I, and Yami is requesting prayer for his or her ministry. So at this time, we'll briefly want to pray for them. I ask that you would just touch and agree with me here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what Yami stands in need of today. And God, I ask that you would bless the labor that you chose them for and call them to. Father, I ask that you would move for this ministry of you like never before. And Father, whatever your will is, God, I ask that not our will be done or Yami's will be done, but God, that your will be done today. And Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Bless the family, God. And, Lord,
yes.
I believe that there are some things that's missing there. Yeah. And, Father, I ask that you would fulfill today in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would send food and send clothing. And, God, for Yami's household, do it for your glory today in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Wow.
Mr. Matt?
Yes, Sandra.
Yes. Do you have Yami and them address?
I don't have it, and I think. Okay. Hey, Yami, can you tell me where you're from, and give me your name and address here, please? Yeah. Thank you for encouraging me. You bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, Yami, just give me your name and address. And we want to see where you are. And if there's something we can bless you with, this is what we will do. Hallelujah. Yeah, because, see, many people come with many different needs, and some people won't say nothing. They'll just say, would you pray for me? And because there are a lot of scammers out here, and the Lord blessed me to tell them I will pray for you. And it changed some things for them, and people just began to come. Pakistan, Apostle, and Ghana, and many different places, they learned to just come now and ask for prayer. So it lets me know the sheep from the wolves.
Yeah.
Because I got a mighty sheep. You don't have to say nothing. Just hold tight, and it will be all right. Wait a minute. Maybe he or she can't hear me. I'm going to have to type this in. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Barbara Mack, Ms. Barbara Mack, this is Sandra. I just want to share a testimony right quick because it's on my heart.
Okay.
In my house, I felt like I was being spiritually attacked in my sleep. So I had called my niece to pray with me, and she just prayed. She didn't ask no questions. She just prayed. So then she was like, well, you know, tell my sisters to come over and pray over the house or whatever. So that didn't happen. So my oldest, like one, my second to oldest sister called me, and me and her started getting into it. And I said, this is not what I need. I asked for prayer, right? So then the next day we went to church. Instead of murmuring and keep on complaining about what happened with me and her, I just said, God, okay, you take care of it. So we went to church. And when we went to church, the pastor was talking about how, because I was like, I told my mother, I'm not going back to that church. I'm not going back as long as I'm here. I'm not going back because I'm tired of phony people, right? So my mom said, you better go to church. So I went to church, and then behold, the pastor was talking about the same thing that me and my sister went through the night before, and I knew it was God. And he was saying how we got to be careful what we say. Because, you know, something that he said will not bring a sister back to the church. He apologized, but she said she'll never go back to the church. And that's something that I said the night before about my sister. And he was like, he was talking about people being overlooked and they, because they're not at your status, or they don't dress the way you do, or act or do what you want them to do, or be what you want them to be, then you cast them to the side. And that's what I am in my family, like the black sheep or whatever. You're different. You're another. I was growing up with my older sister calling me another. You know, you're different. So the pastor, when he was preaching, he was talking about David, the one that's overlooked. Like, when you're overlooked, you know, you might feel different. You might, but God is calling us too, just the ones that are overlooked. And he was talking about, you know, you are that David. You know, you've been overlooked for so long because you don't fit the quota. And a lot of times in life, we're not going to fit what people want, but we fit what God wants. You understand?
Right.
So I share that testimony because if you sit and murmur and complain, it really doesn't get you anywhere. When you give it to God and let God fight your battle, he does it in excellence. Everything God does, he does in excellence. And if you are overlooked and you feel like you're a black sheep, God has accepted you. And, you know, a lot of times we have acceptance issues when we've been rejected the majority of our life or whatever because we're different. But let me tell you something. Jesus was rejected, and look at what God has done. You know who Jesus is and what he has done in our lives. He is our Savior. So just because you're rejected by man, that don't mean you're rejected by God. So that's all I wanted to say, because a lot of times people just feel rejected, and I'm not good enough, and my bank account don't say this. But it's not in the bank account, sweetie. It's in God that we need. We need God like never before. And I'm so glad that God has given me a chance to confess what he has done for me. He has blessed me. He has kept me in spite of being the different one. So I just encourage anybody that's just feeling low or feeling not worthy. We are worthy. We are worthy. He died on a cross for me and you. You are worthy. So don't ever think that you're not worthy. Our value is not in a man. Our value is, we can't be validated by a man nor a woman or a person or a thing or any material thing. It does not. Everything has an expiration date. Even we have an expiration date. Our flesh have an expiration date. But know that God is eternal and hold on to his hand. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, indeed.
I tell you, everything have an expiration date on it. And not only that, but we shouldn't allow man to judge us, because he told us not to judge nobody. And then this is what he said. He know his thoughts concerning us.
Yeah.
And it's not evil thoughts. He don't come to just condemn us and to kill us and to this and that us.
Yeah.
But what he got for us, we could just never imagine, because many, it showed the church folks in this hour of fellowship and celebration, the season of Christmas, they don't even recognize and realize what it really is. A Savior was born.
Come on.
A Savior to save us. But we think we do something, Sister Sandra. We do so much. Oh, this is due to me. That's due to me. I want this. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
A Savior
mm-hmm.
was born. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, I couldn't tell you where in the world you would be today.
My God.
Yes.
So we got to take reverence to Almighty God and cut all this nonsense out.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, I sent this lady. Never met her before. Proverbs 3. She said, awesome, and I just finished reading. She said she's been meditating in that for the past 3 weeks, I think it is. God confirmed his word. But see, people chase behind you because they say, oh, she the prophetess, and it's not about that.
Yeah.
All it is God is speaking out of my mouth so that you can be blessed, so that you can be encouraged. It's not for you to seek after me. It's not for you to come to me and say, God got a word for me. Yeah, he told me to tell you, if you don't get right, hell is your home. It don't mean nothing that God used my mouth. It's not me. I'm just a mouth he can use. He used a chicken, a whale, and a donkey. So what? He can use anything and anybody he please. It's not in Barbara Mack. It's in Jesus this morning. I'm telling you what he pleased with.
Yes, Lord.
And we must believe this. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And stop chasing behind man, man, man.
Well,
no, that's
right. Stop running behind these jackleg pulpit pimps. Stop running behind these folks over their prophets. They gave you a word of what they call familiar. They give out words.
Yes,
they know that familiar spirit in you because they got it or they had it.
Come on.
That's so right. They're giving you something that they're familiar with, and they feel you. And y'all stop running that one, because the true prophet of God, man or woman, going to tell you, look here, it ain't about me today. Here.
I don't even want
to be doing this.
Yes.
So you can stop looking to me and stop running with me and run with Jesus.
I know that's
what they're going to tell you the truth. Now, them pimps that tell you to put the $100 line and the $50 line and all that foolishness, run on with them if you want to. But you're going to see what the end going to be. I don't care what their name is today. But now, if you're running with Jesus, you ain't going to have no problem. Because guess what? He'll speak to you. God will speak to you himself and say, don't go there. But see, what they want the future. What my future holds. I can tell you right now what every one of our future holds. Without even going up in the spirit, I can tell you this. That's what it holds. It's appointed once unto man to die, and after death come the judgment. Your future is this. You're going to be judged one day by Almighty God.
Yes.
You ain't got to worry about the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You ain't got to worry about the Mercedes and all this old mess. You better remember this. You're going to be judged one day by the great judge that can't nobody lie to.
Come on.
He'll roll a hand of time back and show you yourself so quick you'll be scared.
Hello.
Hallelujah. We have had a time this morning. I thank God for your Apostle Timberlake and that word he said this morning. That was truly an encouragement and one more blessing. And he's coming back again, y'all, and this will be, let me give you the date so y'all can line your calendars. Okay, he'll be back on the, wait a minute, Apostle Timberley. He'll be back on December 23rd.
Yes.
And tune in again with us on the 23rd to hear the message of the day. We know that God is going to use him. And so we're so blessed this morning. And so, Apostle, would you pray us out, please, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day once again that you have made. We're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for your word on today. We thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies. Oh, my God, for what you've done in your people's lives, how you're blessing them everywhere. We glorify you and we lift you up, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to bless your people. Continue to raise them up, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to use them even to a greater degree in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Let your anointing saturate every fiber of their being and use them, Lord God, to your glory. We honor you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, and everything that you're yet going to do. Bless us, Lord God, in this day, if you would, sir. Bless us real good in the name of Jesus. Use us to win some sin sick soul today. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen again. And we just thank God today. And I just want to share this. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in peace. Go today in love. Go today in sharing the good news of Jesus. And just know this. Be a giver today. Give somebody something, even if it's a quarter penny. And not in the spirit of Christmas, but you give him because God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God for you and anyone who can help Apostle Timberlake to go to, I think it's Ghana. Yeah. But look here, Apostle, I'm going to get with you and we'll put something over on the website and some other places and see if it's a dollar, if everybody just start giving a dollar by the time for you to go, you'll have more than 2,200. Especially if we could give a dollar a week. Hallelujah. All right, so I put it over on the website, and it's going to be all right. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed day. We pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Barbara, ma'am, call me if you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you call me if you can when you get a chance?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.